This is today's Garden Bite brought to you by Dram. The apples are growing, and with that come some issues. Apples that grow in our colder climates are new, relatively speaking, in the plant world. The University of Minnesota has done a lot of breeding to create some amazing cultivars. I'll never forget back in the early 1990s having my first Honeycrisp apple at the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum. It was huge, red, and the absolute crispiest, best-tasting apple I'd ever eaten, and we could only buy one. Today, there are a myriad of northern-grown apples, and I have a link on gardenbite.com to those tasty fruit. A friend of mine has Zestar and Honeycrisp. He doesn't like to use chemicals to keep the bugs at bay, so he uses nylon footies to keep apple maggot away. It's a lot of work, but if you're organic, then give it a go. It does work. Damage from insects generally happens before you see it, so if you had troubles last year, you likely will this year. Apple maggot is the worst. You should have traps placed now. The adult flies lay eggs under the skin of the growing apples. I have a link to all the info you need on my website. Picking up and destroying fallen fruit once a week from early August through harvest reduces the potential for maggot infestations the following year. However, the raccoons, they don't care at all. I have a video of a surprise nocturnal visit from these bandits and how my friends stopped them in their tracks. Let's say a fence and a small dose of electricity did the trick. This time of year, you should thin the fruit to one or two per flower cluster. Thin when the fruit's about marble size. A family-owned business for over 75 years, Dram has designed and manufactured high-quality watering tools, from hoses to watering wands to sprinklers to hose extenders and quick-release fittings. I've been so pleased by all of them. Dram products are environmentally friendly and exquisitely designed. Check out all the tools they offer. Purchase Dram at your local independent garden center or online. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.